On this day after Thanksgiving, Day to Day is thinking about news leftovers. And by that, we mean people who were newsmakers, big news a few months ago, but who we haven't heard from for a while. Here to bring us up to date on stories is NPR's Luke Burbank. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Alex.
So the first person we want to check in on is Mark Foley. He's the Republican congressman from Florida. He abruptly resigned in September after those allegations that he'd sent explicit sexually charged messages to underage congressional pages. Back in early October, the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, expressed his outrage to reporters.
Congressman Foley duped a lot of people. I have known him for all the years he's served in this House, and he deceived me, too.
So, Luke, as we say, Mark Foley abruptly resigned. What happened to him?
Well, he's been lying pretty low the last month and a half or so. He's actually been in rehab in Arizona, where he's been getting treatment for a problem with alcohol. He did make a kind of semi-public appearance last week. It was the first time anyone had seen him outside the facility, and it was for a pretty sad occasion. He was in Florida, where he was attending the funeral of his father, who had been battling cancer. And at that funeral, he did make a public speech, and he thanked everyone there for supporting him, and he also tearfully, this is according to reports, thanked his father for standing by him even recently when all these allegations came out. And he is also being investigated still by the FBI. And also the state of Florida has announced now that they are beginning to look into the matter to see if he violated Florida state law. So he may want to stay in rehab for 2 to 5 years because things are probably not going to get better for him for a while.
Okay, here's another name, Harriet Myers. Now, she was the White House legal counsel to President Bush, who he nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court a little more than a year ago. This is last October. Here she is making a statement.
If confirmed, I recognize that I will have a tremendous responsibility to keep our judicial system strong.
That's Harriet Myers a little more than a year ago. She pretty quickly withdrew her nomination after it drew so much criticism. It practically bordered on ridicule. Luke, where is Harriet Myers now?
Alex, she's right where she was before the whole Supreme Court nomination kerfuffle. She's doing her old job, which is as legal counsel to the White House. She's the person who vets all things legal as they pertain to President Bush. And she has been keeping about as low a profile after the nomination as she was beforehand. You know, no one knew very much about her when she sort of popped up as this nominee. And the second that she was no longer the nominee, she kind of went back to a very, you know, incognito lifestyle. She apparently gets in early and leaves late and has just sort of gone back to her life working for President Bush. Now, she has been with President Bush since before he was even governor of Texas, so they have a long relationship, and there doesn't seem to be any indication that she will go anywhere between now and the end of the president's term. So she'll be probably around the White House for the next 2 years.
Finally, Luke, where is Harry Whittington these days? And listeners, remember, he is the 79-year-old Texas lawyer and Republican mover and shaker, at least in Texas politics, who was accidentally shot in the face and chest by Vice President Dick Cheney while they were hunting last February on a Texas ranch. Here's the vice president describing it in a Fox News interview.
I turned and shot at the bird, and at that second, saw Harry standing there.
So that was a big story 6, 7, 8 months ago. Where is Harry Whittington?
Well, I can tell you, Alex, as one of the reporters who was in Corpus Christi, Texas, trying to get some kind of comment from Mr. Whittington, he has really stayed out of the media spotlight the last few months. In fact, he made it sort of his personal goal to not do any interviews, and he was successful in that. As the media furor has kind of died down, he's gone back to his job as a lawyer in Austin. He still shows up for work every day. He's in pretty good health, Alex, probably as good a health as can be expected for someone who was shot in the face at age 79.
NPR's Luke Burbank. Coming back again later in the program, more leftovers, Luke?
Yes, I'll see you then, Alex.
All right, thanks.